Yes.
10K, baby.
I'm back. Horny Brandon.
How are you feeling?
Back. I'm feeling horny, Jack. Let me tell you, we're back in it. We're back in it, and it's a horny pod now.
I'm a little scared, but
this is a horny podcast now.
I mean, just the language.
Let that play.
The language you're using
to
me talking about what you're going to do on this horny pod was just like frightening.
Yeah, this is our...
Just like the way you sounded.
Frightening. This is...
It's like a man, you were just like released out of jail.
I mean, it's a safe level. It's going to be a safe level of horny. That's, you know, we're not crossing 70% horny. This is a safe level of horny. This is, you know, Girls Gone Wild infomercials horny. This is Maxim horny. It's like, it's a safe level. It's still NSFW, I would say.
Yeah.
Let's keep the steel drums going.
Absolutely.
For a little bit. I'm going to record this with a half chub. By the way, is there a way for, what if we just have the steel drum music playing the entire time?
Episode.
Like, what if it's just like sort of faintly playing in the background a little bit? Can you do that in post?
I mean, that would involve me downloading a library of steel drum music.
Like, because maybe we could play it on loop a little bit. People would love it.
Maybe I'll pepper in some steel drums.
I think we should pepper in some steel drums in post.
This is the horniest instrument of all time.
It's absolutely the horniest instrument of all time. And when you hear the steel drums come on, yes, you're like, okay, co-eds are going to be getting topless and they're going to be making out.
I mean, just, you know, even as an instrument, like the steel drum, those guys probably have boners under the drum.
Absolutely.
Like,
how
just from playing it. It's a horny instrument, and it covers up erections.
Because you're playing the steel drums, and whenever steel drums were invented, they were playing the music, and they knew that this would be used for a Girls Gone Wild infomercial eventually. They could tell. They could feel it. You know? And it's sort of, anybody who plays steel drums, they're kind of the Danny Elfman of
horniness.
The horny world.
Yeah.
Yes. And, sort of the John Williams of the horny world is every steel drum player. And, you know, GGW, let me just say, they should bring it back. let's bring it back.
Whoa, Girls Gone
Wild?
Let's
bring back Girls Gone Wild.
I mean, I don't want to trudge into dangerous zones, but I think that guy is like a confirmed total creep, possibly convicted
Joe Francis?
Criminal.
Yeah. You know, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad, but give it to a good guy.
I'm gonna adjust your take right there.
Sure.
I'm going to offer a edit right there.
Okay.
I think what you want back is the commercials.
No, I want the videos.
Okay.
No, don't. Nope. No, you're adjusting my take.
Okay.
And
the views
in a
of
way
Brandon
that
Wardell do not reflect
does
the views
not
of
reflect
Steel Podcast.
My views. No, I think it was a great franchise. Is the thing is these girls were enthusiastic about going wild.
The views of Brandon Wardell do not reflect the views of Yeah, But Still.
They weren't being coerced.
This is
they
a comedy
were just
podcast.
Like,
everything Brandon Wardell says is considered satire.
But they, you know, they would be like, "Hey, do you want this shirt?" Just show.
Why don't you could bring it back and you're the director.
I don't know. Actually, honestly, you know, I'm non-threatening. People be like,
do
this
a woke version.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing a woke.
Steel drums stay.
I'm going to be doing a woke reboot of Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
But right now, this is the horny, you know, this has been long time coming. You know, we've been waiting for 10K.
Yeah.
For a little bit now. We've finally hit 10K. We can finally do a horny podcast.
Let's dive into it. Let's
and
get into
so
it. What do you want
to dive into it? So as I discussed, you know, I'm sort of giving you the timeline.
Okay.
So I would say, you know, fourth grade, I think that was sort of the first time I looked at an SI swimsuit issue.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, he had a subscription. He had a lifetime subscription to Sports Illustrated. and February rolls around.
You know that swimsuit issue is going to come.
You know the swimsuit issue is coming. I think we're in SI swimsuit season as we speak.
That was the sneakiest pervert guy move back in the day. When you were like, did your school do the thing where you could like order a magazine subscription at a discount through your library?
Oh, yeah.
Like they try to... Like, or even there's a thing where you have to like raise money for the school selling subscriptions.
Oh, I mean, oh brother, let me tell you.
That was the move was like the non-sports kid
yes.
suddenly being interested in sports.
Yeah.
That's like the long con on the parents.
Yes.
I couldn't pull that off. My parents would know right away what I was
up
to.
Well, you brought up an interesting point because this reminds me of fourth grade. I was at Scott Air Force Base in Illinois. It's
okay.
Sort of in like the suburbs of St. Louis. And a friend of mine, Joseph, he was probably the horniest kid I knew. He went to a Rams game and he there was like a Rams cheerleader magazine and they had swimsuit shoots, all of that. He brings it to school. He's passing it around to like
100%.
The boys, and we're like looking at it and we're into it. We love it. And it was at that point where I was
looking
like,
at bras.
I was like, well, I got to go to a Rams game. And so, this is St. Louis Rams era.
So many of your, so many large decisions in your life have been based on like seeing a bra.